Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating, and thank you so much for joining me today. So many people say, a new year, a new you. I often wonder what was the matter with the old me, and I'm not quite sure that's supposed to make me feel any better, realistically. What we know is the number one resolution for 19 to 20 years running prior to 2023 has always been around weight loss. And it's always been around reinventing our body, changing it in some dimension or direction, whether that's losing weight, gaining muscle, getting an 8-pack, a 6-pack, a 4-pack, or a mono-pack, as my youngest would say. The reality is, you know, there's always this concept in January and February of this relaunch of ourselves that happens every year. And what we know, and I know from building businesses, that launches and relaunches take a lot of work and energy. And if you don't have the right strategy, the right intervention to the right obstacle at the right time, launches or relaunches are grueling. They are hard work and many fail. Many businesses fail. And what we know about resolutions is that many people with their resolutions fail, unfortunately. And I got tired of it. I have been working hard for 30 years to really help my clients and businesses that I work with, and I know that seems like a paradox to work with both individual clients and businesses, but it's interesting that the psychology can be very similar. But in the clients, individual clients or groups, events that I've done, in helping people one-on-one or you know, at a speaking event, that the reality is that I've gotten tired of just sitting back and watching people go through the same cycle at the beginning of the year every year without bringing up that there's another way. And what I know is that there's radically different ways to do food that we so have not embraced yet in our culture or our country since the 60s, when dieting really became, I guess it was the 50s, late 50s, and then into the 60s, where dieting really became the main method to change your body. And then obviously moving into the 80s, the aerobics era, where exercise came into play, and then the 90s, when we had to not only be thin and fit, but then we had to have a ton of lean muscle and look ripped. And I've lived through the 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And I too am confused as to how I'm supposed to look. Is it thin? Is it thin and fit? Is it thin and fit and ripped? How much muscle do I need to have versus fat mass, lean body mass, BMI, BFI, all these different acronyms and things? It can get really confusing and really frustrating. And so for years, I just sat back and did what I did in the way that I did it. And this year I've decided that I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to use my voice and I'm going to reach out. I started the podcast 2 years ago as part of that reaching out to bring what I know to be true to a larger audience, to help you all really overcome emotional eating. Some of you want to really just find the feeling of freedom from your food, really just not be in the pantry every night or not have to have that popcorn next to you on the couch or not have to stop at the drive-thru on the way home. And God, I so applaud you, because that is the doldrums when you feel like you need food to cope emotionally or to distract or to numb, that is the depths of despair, because needing anything outside of ourselves creates a facet of addiction. And I won't go into food addiction, but creates a facet of feeling of addiction that can really feel hopeless and desperate and sad. And that has always made me sad for my clients in any way that they were feeling destructive with food, whether it be not eating enough or eating too much or eating too much and throwing up, or just feeling like they need food every night when they come in from work stressed out, going straight to the pantry to pick up the bag of chips. That my role has always been to help you understand what's going on, why it's going on, when it's going on, and how to get out of it. And that feeling of freedom from food, I believe for anybody that's entrenched in it, can be radically empowering. Here's what I also know and that I've witnessed in the last 10 years as I've worked more in the emotional eating component and the emotional eating realm, is that anybody that's dieted a number of times, what we know from research, two or more, but all of my clients that have been on a constant roller coaster of diets, trying to really incorporate a new way of life, if you have an aspect of emotional eating, and we know that anybody, 86% of anybody, of individuals that have dieted more than two or more times, some facet of emotional eating, the more you have dieted, the more emotional component to your eating there really is. I know this to be true. And the reality is if you're trying to change your body, whether that be to get thin, whether it be to get thin and fit, or whether it's to get thin and fit and ripped, any of those, that you have to change your food. And if you have an emotional link to food, it's really hard to change it. So most people can white knuckle it for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or 8 weeks. But after that, I find for most people after a month, it gets more and more grueling to just hold on. And I've worked with enough people then to recognize the feeling when they fall is so shameful. And that starts a new cycle of shame and guilt and fear and frustration that leads to more overeating. And when that overeating gets to the point that it affects your food, your weight, your health, other people start to say things to you, maybe you can't fit in your jeans or a new outfit that you had bought for a certain occasion, when you can't do that, there's more shame and guilt and fear. And then inevitably, you may try again to lose weight on some new plan, always kind of reaching out for the next new thing outside of you. What I have really learned is that the answers are always within you. When I trained with Tony Robbins and worked with him for a few years, you know, the principles around the coaching premise always has been and always will be is that the answers are within you. As a therapist, a coach, and a dietitian, I have always known that. But I love so much how Tony brings that to life, and other coaches, good coaches, have brought that to light. There isn't anything wrong with you. What it is about is that we just have to help you. My role is to help you find the answers within you that are there, and then help you configure the solutions to those obstacles that I know that you can put in place and that you know somewhere deep within you, you can do as well. Holding that and understanding that you really are whole and you really are healthy is imperative. And that's what I've done with my clients for years and years and years, 30 years to be exact. And the reality is in 2023, I can't sit back and watch anymore. I can't sit back and watch you guys do the same thing over and over and over again and suffer in silence. I really understand suffering in silence in more ways than one, and maybe in more ways than you can imagine. And I relate to it. And I am here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that anymore. I think it was Quiet Riot that said, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it. The truth is, it should be my theme song for 2023, as well as some other songs I've been listening to lately. I'm wondering what you've been listening to. Songs help me tremendously. But back to coming on course, the reality is that, you know, suffering in silence doesn't get us anywhere. It doesn't. It doesn't move us forward. It doesn't move any people. It doesn't help us change or other people change. And using our voice is really the way to health and healing. It's the way to hope. It's the way to light. It's the way to rise. And so in 2023, I am going to be pushing out there more ways to help you not get caught in this cycle. I want you to really overcome this year, your emotional eating. And in that, then you can stick to any plan that you want to. You then will have the ability to eat when you're hungry and to stop when you're full if you want to go with intuitive eating. You'll have the ability to really stick to an anti-inflammatory eating plan if that's what you want to do. You'll have the ability to stick to keto or the ability to stick to an exercise regime. Because you see, if you can't stick to one thing, it's really hard to stick to anything. Many clients I work with are really amazing professionally. It's kind of how I got into working with business owners. When I trained with Tony, I realized I had an excellent facet within me around helping business owners. And I've created 5 businesses on my own now and have launched them and love them and will continue to love them and really recognize that, you know, working with the business construct, many women and men that I've worked with are so great professionally. They're on point, they're professional, they're targeted, they're making a lot of money. And the converse is that they can't get control and hold of their food. And that's the sad part, because this is the place and the point where we don't feel like we trust ourselves. And it's such a paradox, because you're so trustworthy, or you feel so trustworthy when you're making money and you're doing so well professionally and you're on point. But it's so hard to trust yourself when you can't stop eating something, when you can't only hold to what you think you should eat, when you can't eat a certain amount and you go overboard. The reality is, it's very difficult to trust in oneself. I know, I get it. And my job is really to help you trust yourself with your food and to break that cycle of emotional eating. And if you do that, you can do any plan that you want, and you no longer have to feel like you don't trust yourself with food anymore. This is why I developed my group immersive coaching sessions. Our first session is going to begin January 30th at 7 p.m. You can sign up on my website at www.wendyfrancis.com. This will be a 4-part series that I'll be launching on January 30th, covering a number of topics, including why you eat the way you do, how you eat the way you do, and then begin to help you understand how to change that. That's where we'll go in these 4 sessions. I will couple that along throughout the year with some other groups, and I'm going to be getting out there and doing some speaking and live events and retreats. If you know anybody or you need a speaker for something that you are doing this year, I want to come to you. I want to be able to help everybody that I can this year in 2023 truly overcome their emotional eating. If you've been a yo-yo dieter, if you've been on countless diets and can't figure out why you can't stick to it, if you're a binge eater, or if you just want to have a feeling of trust and reliance on yourself with food, and you really want to find that freedom, any and all of those things I'm going to bring you to in 2023. Think about it. There can be a different way. And I know this is what makes the difference in how somebody feels about themselves, their weight, and their food. So please, please join me starting January 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays, for 4 weeks. We'll be together for an hour. During that hour, I'll give you some content and an activity that we can work through together. Then we'll do some question and answers and some processing, all while getting some really relevant content to help you do on your own in between sessions and take with you when you move from that group into your life. I really, really look forward to bringing you this group and all that 2023 has to offer. It's really time to overcome your emotional eating, to stick to the way you want to eat. Thank you so much, as always, for listening, for joining me. And if you want to sign up for that group coaching session, go ahead to www.wendyfrancis.com. Click on the link at the top for the group coaching. I really look forward to seeing everybody there. Thank you so much, as always, for listening, for taking this time out for yourself to overcome your emotional eating.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.